Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I really can't wait to see my kids coming back to school. The first hugs of my kids with the other classroom mates, this will be probably the most honest hugs I will see in my whole life.
All right, my Italian friend, we're recording. How are you doing?
Hi, mate. Hi, all. I'm Francesco. I'm doing pretty well. I'm closed in my house here in Florence right now, doing my own stuff here since a lot of days, but everything is good. I mean, in terms of health and safe, not speaking about business, of course, that's not so good right now there.
Well, I mean, people can't see you, but I can see you, and you seem to be pretty positive, and that's really nice to see.
I mean, it's a matter of attitude. The things are these, and it depends a lot by how you feel that and by how you try to see that. So you have to focus on what you have and not what you can't have right now, because everybody can't have almost anything right now. So
that's a very stoic way of looking at it. It's like, how do you control your reaction, not what has happened to you?
Yeah, right? It's easy to say and not that easy to put in action. But I mean, we are trying.
Well, the reason I wanted to speak to you, I mean, you're a popular photographer amongst the Way Up North community. A lot of people know you, and not just in the Way Up North community. You're a popular guy, and you live in Florence, in sort of the heart of where all of the the lockdowns are happening. It's a big city, and it must be just a completely surreal experience that you're going through right now. And what you've been doing on your Instagram account is basically like a daily documentation of what is happening in a locked down city. So the reason we wanted to talk to you is just to like talk about the project. It's not really a project, I guess. How would you describe it?
It didn't start like a project. I mean, more than 2 weeks ago, 20 days ago, actually, Italy started to put everything in a lockdown. And at the very beginning, it was kind of soft lockdown. So restaurant was still open and a lot of activities were still open. And this is exactly when I started to take those pictures. So I went to the center of the city by bike, because I'm pretty lucky. I born and I grew up in Florence, and I live 10 minutes far from the center of the city by bike. So it's super comfortable for me to get there. And I started just to show my clients what's going to happen here. My new clients, my ex-clients, just because people were asking me. And at that time, I wasn't feeling comfortable posting wedding picture, because things were going dramatically bad here in Italy, especially in the north. We were not feeling that in Florence. But anyway, I just wanted to show that.
So was your thinking like, okay, I'm interested in this because this is my home city, but also were you like kind of documenting the city a little bit in the beginning to show clients who are maybe coming to the city, this is what to expect?
Yeah, maybe I wasn't expecting all of this, to be frank. And so when I started, my idea was just to document the Florence shutdown. So the last tourist leaving and to see the desert city. I told you at the very beginning when I started, Florence was not in a full lockdown like the red zones in the north. this is something that started the day after. So I started with an idea to show daily to my client how Florence was leaving its last tourist leave the city. And then my idea was, okay, in 2-3 weeks, I will show tourists come back. Because, I mean, we were looking at China, probably like other countries now are looking at Italy. 1 week ago, we were looking at Italy. So this is that far. It's going to happen there, but it will never be so dramatic here.
Well, if I could just like play, I don't know, devil's advocate or whatever you want to say. Like when you're in a city that's being told stay home, how are you able to go out and take photos like this?
Yeah.
And, but, I say that in a positive way because I, you know, I'm genuinely curious and I love what you're doing. But
After a couple of days, the Florence got on lockdown. But after the first day, after the first series of pictures I posted, I got an email from the most important magazine here in Florence in English language. So they basically talk about Florence to all over the world. And they asked me to shoot for them. They asked me to be the voice of Florence in this crazy stage that nobody saw in the whole history of the city. And I accepted because it was amazing to have the possibility to be there, to see. I mean, I grew up here. I know Florence, so I see it with the eyes of who never saw that. So I try in my mind to give my picture a perspective of what's going to happen from the tourist point of view. So no dramatic wide angles, no different point of view. I think the really exciting point of view now is the normal point of view. So you're used to walk there and to see people everywhere, every place crowded. And now from the same point of view, everything is almost desert. So my idea is to show Florence in its greatest. Like Florence was there and it will be there again when you will come back. Look how magnificent it is from the normal point of view when nobody's there.
One thing that like I've been following it on Instagram as you've been posting things, and yes, Florence will be back to its glorious self. But one thing that might not be coming back is the mood of the people. And I've noticed in your stories that you're like speaking to certain you know, craftsmen who are saying like, this craft that I do will be gone. So I'm curious, like, what is the actual mood of the people who are locals like yourself? Because those moods that are happening now probably won't be there once the city restores itself.
I mean, at the very beginning, a few restaurants were open. So I talked with a few people, but I didn't talk that much because I took a lot of countermeasure. I acted like I was sick myself just to protect everybody. So I was moving by bike. I was staying 2 meters far from everybody. And so I took some portraits. But one time I asked to an elder craftsman standing in front of his shop to take a portrait. And he told me something like, okay, take this picture because I am old and this virus is going to kill all the older people here in the city, and we own all the oldest shops, so he will bring with him all the memories of the city. And it made me think a lot about this. It makes me so sad. So he was honestly sad telling that. He was believing to that. So I started to think about how can I do something for this. This happened the second day. So Florence was still open in part, no strict lockdown at the moment. Because the day after, when I could move just because I was having an assignment letter, everything was stopped. You could see in my picture just really few people moving with a lot of policemen, military people, stopping almost everybody to ask why they were moving. So they stopped me several times asking me what I was doing. So I need to show my letter and everything.
I noticed there was another portrait of a woman, and it looked like maybe she was working in a flower shop or something. And the photo, the portrait of her, she looked beaming and happy, and it was an interesting photo because it doesn't seem like a happy time.
It's a veggie shop, vegetable shop, so fruit and vegetables. And she was really nice because I was coming back to home, so I was just on my way back, and I saw this lady with blue hairs. She's, I think, in her 70s, and she were, she told me, I can't complain. I'm alive, and I'm selling, I'm open, I can sell. I am one of the luckiest in this situation.
Do you feel like, I'm curious what the general mood is, because I can't even imagine being in a situation like what you're in right now. And I'm talking to you, and you're a pretty happy guy, surprisingly happy, optimistic. And that woman, you say, you know, she was smiling and optimistic. And do you feel like it is kind of like a positive vibe, even though it's obviously a horrible situation in what you're living through?
No, frankly speaking, I didn't find any positive mood. People are, how can you say in English? Are scared about what's going to happen. They want to open. They need tourists. I think Florence is founded on tourism right now. So almost the whole center of the city is based on tourism, is based on people that come here to see and to enjoy their beauties, her beauty.
Yeah.
So it's they're sad, and they're going mad because we really don't know when we can open back. And also, if we are gonna finish with this mess, maybe all the other countries are still going through everything because we started earlier. So we really don't know. I saw today that United States are growing like crazy. Spain is in the same shoes.
So even if you open up for business again, it's tough to say when people will be able to.
Yeah, yeah. It basically, I can just look, especially also for my wedding business, but talking about all the Florentine business, Tuscan business, if you want, we can just look at what's going to happen in Italy. We have to think and to carefully look at what's going to happen in the world, because 99% probably of the Florentine budget is based on tourism.
Oh my God!
So I'm pretty curious to see what's going to what will happen in the future, because it's really hard. I mean, right now for me to figure out in how many months these will pass. They can be 6 or 12 or 18.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to, I wasn't trying to sound insensitive there by saying, hey, you're pretty positive. Because
No. I got what you mean. Don't worry. I'm positive because I told you. If I try to stay positive, everybody is passing from this right now. So it's not, I'm not stopped, and the whole world is running.
Mm.
We are all there, waiting to start again.
Just to kind of switch gears a little bit with your photos, it sounds like maybe day two was when you really got you met the person who inspired you to go forth a little bit harder with this what you're doing. But your photos, like you're selling them as well. Could you speak to, you know, what you're selling and what the sales are going towards?
Okay. I started with this idea a couple of weeks ago. Then I needed almost 10 full days to set up everything with the foundation I chose. That's the foundation connected to the biggest hospital in Florence. And unfortunately, the virus kicked strong a lot of other countries in this time. Because when I started, my idea was to, okay, this is Florence. You need a Florence. Now Florence needs you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But meanwhile, all the other countries needs the help of people, of their people. So it's becoming a bit harder to sell. And I totally understand if people can't buy right now, because people, especially in the US, I heard from a few friends that they're losing works. So it's a really complicated moment for them.
But the initial idea was to sell the photos that you're taking in the year.
Okay, my initial ideas was to show my initial. Are you meaning at the very beginning or?
No, I think what I meant there was like after you started going with this and realized, you know, I can do more with the photos. That's kind of when it the idea occurred to you to maybe use this as a fundraiser of sorts?
Yeah, I never thought about this photo to take to get advantage of them in terms of money for me. But at a certain point, I decided to sell them to help the hospital. And I got the idea while I was preparing my peak time strategy for my clients. Because
Make
I started
peak time.
Yeah, I'm using peak time, and they are super kind. Aga and Nirit are helping me with this. And I'm using peak time, and I was preparing a code to send to my clients. Hey, guys, we are all at home. So what about making your wedding album with this discount code? And doing that, I thought, okay, we can try to set up this platform to help a foundation. So I needed the PayPal and the third level domain, you know, those stuff are configured. So, and to do this, something that like we as photographer can do in half of an afternoon needed 9 days. I needed to talk with their lawyer, with their business consultant, with the president, with everybody.
You needed to do all that?
I needed to be the project manager of this.
Really?
And I needed 9 full days to set up everything because they weren't having a PayPal account. So they needed to start from the very from the base.
Oh, okay. I see. So you set it up for them. Hopefully they use it after.
Yeah. So I set up peak time in this way with the PayPal account. So I'm just managing it, but they get the whole money. And peak time people have been so nice to gave up with the percentage, so they are just leaving their part of the business to my donations, and they built for me a free account. So that's professional account, but that's for free for this cause, just with the 2 galleries that are there. Of course, it's not my working account.
Yeah, of course. Well, hopefully lots of people get on board, but understandably times are rough for kind of everybody. So maybe it'll be after the storm settles when, you know, that's when maybe things will really pick up, and hopefully it does for the sake of the hospital.
I mean, it's likely working. We collected right now $5,000. That's not a few. So
that's great. That's a start.
Yeah, it's a start. I mean, it's not my initial ideas, but you have to do things. And you have to believe in what you do. So I believe.
So back to the I guess we'll call it a project, even though it's a strange name, but we'll go with that. Like with this project, like in your day to day, like how are you doing it with your, like with your family and stuff? Like, are you just saying, okay, I'm leaving for an hour, or like, cause you have a couple of kids who are, you know, homeschooling right now, I guess. And I guess like your wife is probably like maybe nervous that you're going out in public.
What's it like
on the family front?
We try to do everything at the best. I think it's way more dangerous to go to the grocery store right now. We told the people going there, the long line before to get inside, a lot of people inside the shops. So when you go to the supermarket, I feel way more stressed. When I was traveling to Florence, I told you I was riding my bike. I never went down from my bike. So I tried to set up everything in a way that was super safe for me and for all the other people. I never talked closer than a couple of meters. I tried to do everything from my own bike. So a lot of picture have been taken from the bike while biking. So I didn't stop at all.
So, I mean, you're an established wedding photographer, and obviously you can't predict the future, but has this experience made you rethink what direction you want to take your photography career once, you know, things get back to normal?
This is a hard question. I don't know. I think this will change us at a lot of different levels. I think the next time I'm going to take a picture of an egg, I will seriously consider what that egg means. That's something you couldn't do until now.
Uh-huh.
I think the first kiss we will shot, the first arc we will shot again, it will be something that for sure will give us a strong emotion. And this will change for sure what we are going to do in the next season, or in the next weddings we are shooting. We will have a different perception about this. I really can't wait to see my kids coming back to school. The first acts of my kids with the other classroom mates, this will be probably the most honest acts I will see in my whole life. I don't know if you if you understand what I mean.
100%.
I think it's strongly changing, deeply changing what we will perceive in the next wedding. I can say at Twitch level, it will change photography. For sure, probably it will be more honest and more focused on the true emotion and less on making the people of this industry happy. So less raw picture and more emotion, more
human more value
to what we didn't understand the value it has right now.
Well, look, man, I said that I was hoping to have you for 20 minutes and it's been exactly that. So I just want to say thank you and keep doing what you're doing because, I mean, I'm loving it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not loving what's happening.
No, no. I know what you mean. Don't worry.
But what you're doing is incredibly important, I think. And I mean, keep doing it.
I must say that 1 week ago, 9 days ago, actually, I stopped going through the city because I thought it was useless to show always the same thing. I mean, it was becoming a pure exercise of going there and taking picture. I already collected the picture I wanted to take right now. And now I think I will start again when there is something new on the horizon. So when they will tell us, okay, in 1 week, we are going to open again. In 1 week,
then you attack.
I will go out again because you will start seeing people, the owner of the shops go there and make everything ready for the new start. So maybe it could be interesting. It's like the last hours of the night before the day.
Yeah, and that'll complete the story in a way.
Yeah, exactly. I want a story. I would like to have to collect a story. We agreed with the Florentine, that's the magazine that asked me to do that, to try to create a story. It's not about street photography. So that moment you see what yellow jacket on yellow background contrast, it's not this kind of stuff. I don't care about that. I just want to tell the road story of the shutdown of a city like Florence that has never shut down before.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing the conclusion of the story, man.
I can't wait to see the conclusion, man.
I bet you can. Hey, man, thank you so much for this. And we look forward to continuing to watch as the story unfolds.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me there. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.